countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
The comprehensive survey of Irish farmers revealed this week that 86% of them have no succession plans, and 68% of Irish farmers are very concerned about upcoming climate change legislation, and almost 4 out of 10 beef farmers are unsure if they'll still be in the business in 5 years' time. The Irish Farm Report 2019 surveyed over 2,000 farmers and analysed over 20,000 farm accounts. It's published by IFAC, the professional services firm for farmers, food and agribusiness. The CEO was John Donoghue. He joins me on the line. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Damien.
So what type of farmers did you survey?
We surveyed right across the spectrum, Damien. We've about 19,000 clients, so we've very large operators in the tillage and dairy sectors and beef as well, right down to part-time operators in all of the sectors. So it's a fairly comprehensive survey from that point of view. So we're combining data here, over 20,000 sets of data, with a very large and comprehensive survey that we carried out earlier in the year, where we had about 2,133 respondents answering a series of questions.
So, and the culmination is painting a picture of the current mood, I suppose, of Irish farming. In terms of age profile and farm size, what are the stats there?
Well, we're estimating the over 55s make up about 55% of farmers, so that's aged over 55. In IFAC, our statistic for under 35s is about 12%. So that's the age profile piece. Dairy farms' average size in the survey is about 67 hectares, and in the beef sector, about 48 hectares.
Okay. Now, 9 out of 10 farmers have no succession plan. Is this high, or would that be the case in most family businesses?
Well, it's really interesting, and it's part of a thread that kind of runs through the report, really, Damien. We found farmers are generally optimistic about the future, and for the most part, they're planning ahead. The one big exception is in succession planning. And 9 out of 10 farmers not having a succession plan is a very high statistic, and it's a very risky place to be for farmers. And I suppose the reasons behind it, farm viability was probably the biggest reason behind it. About 43% of people said they weren't sure about the future viability of the farm. And we want to draw the line between the farm asset and the farm business. So while you might have a farm business which is not viable into the future, and we can see lots of people in the sectors not making profits, the farm asset is still a very valuable asset, and you really need to get engaged in planning your succession to make sure that you have a tax plan in place to make sure that you can transfer the land without incurring significant taxes. Like, as we know, Damien, not having a succession plan in place is really a recipe for family conflict and for financial waste. So as a direct result of the report and the survey, we will be accelerating our efforts in IFAC here to educate farmers about the positive benefits of carefully planning succession and being proactive about that area.
Right. Now, if we look at fear levels in farming, which I referred to earlier, what are farmer attitudes regarding Brexit and climate change and their plans to meet both challenges?
Very interesting, Damien, in the report here as well. About 45% of farmers said that they don't really have any idea what the future holds in terms of Brexit. In the beef sector, just 12% of people weren't concerned about Brexit, and in the dairy sector, only 24% of people weren't concerned. So the majority of people have serious concerns about Brexit. Very little the farmer can do on farm about Brexit. I suppose we kind of talk about very good financial management and financial planning and making sure that you're getting best value for money and really doing the best job you can inside the farm gate. And I suppose the farm organisations then are working on the political aspect
yes.
of Brexit, and that's where it sits. From an environment point of view, farmers are totally open to positive climate action as long as it's economically viable. And the stats in the report actually show that. What we would say is that any sort of positive climate action needs to be economically sustainable. So effectively, you can't go green if you're in the red, Damien, and we've lots of people in the red here. So basically, behaviours follow incentives. If we can get the incentives right, for farmers, they will embrace climate change and climate positive activity, and we can see that in the report.
Yeah, and we heard that in Ballinrobe Mart as well, and some people might complain about the fact that farmers should require any incentivisation to be greener, but sure, we're looking for incentives to retrofit our houses and to buy electric cars as well, so it goes right across the board. I just want to finally say, you know, are many farmers across all sectors, you know, from dairying, beef, horticulture, tillage, how many of them will be fully dependent on farming, or how many require a second job to actually make ends meet?
Again, the stats in the report are very interesting on that one, Damien. About 92% of dairy farmers describe themselves as full-time, and about 50% of beef farmers describe themselves as full-time. But we have 81% of households have an off-farm income. So most farms are supplemented by off-farm income at this stage.
All right. It is a very comprehensive survey, I presume, the details of which are on your website, ifact.ie.
Absolutely, Damien.
All right, because it's a real treasure trove of stats. If you're nerdy like that, you like looking at numbers and deriving opinions and results from that. As I said, it's a very comprehensive survey, and it's something I know that you're going to repeat on an annual basis as well. John Donoghue of IFAC, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the phone this morning from Carlow's.